Dave Van Horn, Omaha's under a blanket of snow right now.
Yeah, it is, and that's a long way away from Omaha.
A long way away, but, Coach, today collegiate baseball comes out with their top 40, and for the first time in school history, the Arkansas Razorbacks are ranked number one. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it. Like everybody else is probably saying, I hope we end up number one.
Yeah, Coach, you're right. What's the first thing you're going to be able to talk to your team when they realize that the preseason rankings don't mean anything? All it does is give a bigger bullseye on your back for whenever you go play teams, you're going to get their best.
Well, you know, they kind of had an idea when they left for the holidays that we were going to be in the top five and who knows where, and there's a lot of polls. And I think they'll be able to handle it, you know. The way we finished last year and the experience we have coming back, and we have such good leadership amongst our players that I don't think it's really a worry. You know, those polls fluctuate throughout the year. You know, you can be number one and have a bad weekend and drop to 10 and 5. It'll be something that hopefully will motivate these guys to come back in a little bit better shape and work a little bit harder, you know, while they're away from campus, and we'll get off to a little better start because of it.
Coach, can you also talk about the juniors, the three of them that were listed Louisville Slugger preseason All-Americans, Dominic Ficicello, Ryan Stanek, and Colby Suggs, two of those guys pitchers on your staff?
Well, yeah, you know, Stanek was kind of our go-to guy down the stretch, him and DJ last year. And I think Stanek was just outstanding in the regional, super regional, and then in the World Series. And, you know, I think he's going to be better than ever. You hope so. He looks more mature. He acts more mature, and it's such a process. You know, I think people see these guys on the field in their uniforms, and we get to see them every day and real life, and we have to deal with them growing up and maturing. And I think Ryan's made a big move there. And you know, when you talk about Suggs, he's just he's a bulldog type player with a great arm, and you know, he's really learned how to pitch. You know, when we first got him, he was more of a thrower, and he's got a big time arm, as does Stanek. And you know, he wants to be our closer, and he did a great job down the stretch, and he'll be one of a couple guys that'll do that for us. And then, you know, Ficicello, he had a tremendous freshman year. He had a very good year last year in the field, and up and down offensively, very streaky, either on or off. And, you know, you can call it the sophomore jinx, whatever you want, but what it is just teams learn how to get you out after a while, and now he's got to step up his game and get back to being hopefully a 320, 350, 370 hitter his junior year. And we're excited about those guys. And probably the one that I thought might have become an All-American or preseason All-American was Barrett Aston. And I think sometimes they just go off of wins and losses. But Barrett pitched more than anyone on our staff last year as far as appearances. His ERA was under 2, and he might have the best stuff on the team. So we're pretty excited about our pitching staff.
Yeah, and talk about the competition level in the SEC, and we had a live fan feedback. They want to know about Trey Killian, and is there any freshmen that you see are really going to be able to step up and help this team?
Well, Trey Killian, he's one of two freshmen that are going to be a huge part of our success this year. And, you know, he's a freshman pitcher at a Mountain Home, and honestly, Coach Jorn feels like that he could be a conference starter for us right now.
Wow.
And that would help put a couple of guys back in that bullpen, example Aston or whoever, who are so valuable and so good for us coming in the middle of those games and finishing them. You know, the games are always tight, it seems like, especially in league play. The bats are a little more modified and a little more low scoring, and pitching has been such a huge part of the game the last couple of years. But Killian came in and was better than I thought. I had heard good things, and I'd seen him a little bit, but he just showed maturity. I mean, he worked really hard. He didn't act like a freshman, and he pitched extremely well. He's got very good stuff, and he's a true freshman that have a chance to get a lot of innings for us. And then we have another freshman offensively that I think that has a very good chance of, getting a lot of at-bats, and that's Willie Schwanke, a left-handed hitter, either play third base or DH for us. He's got a lot of power, and he knows the strike zone. So on our team, those are a couple of freshmen that are really going to help out.
Dave, you're less than 2 months away from opening day, February the 15th against Western Illinois. You have 8 home games before you go on the road out to Surprise, Arizona for the Coca-Cola Classic out there. Talk about the way your schedule sets up this year, and the challenge of playing in the SEC? Because as looking at this poll, the preseason poll that you're number one in, it's almost every SEC baseball team is ranked in there somewhere.
Yeah, that's the strength of our league. It's incredible. What I try to do in scheduling, and again, you know, it's 2013 season that I'm scheduling back in 2010, and you know, 2 and 3 years in advance, you kind of have an idea what you're going to have. But I like to try to play, you know, 6, 7, 8 games in a row, and get a lot of guys in the games, get a lot of pitching going, and then I like to go on the road to a tournament, usually a tough tournament or a tough environment, to try to get a little bit acclimated to playing on the road before we open conference play. And this year, you know, we got that surprise tournament. It's Arizona State's tournament. It was supposed to be a tournament where we played 4 games. There were 5 teams in the tournament, but a couple of teams backed out, Villanova and someone else. And now it's we play 3-game tournament, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But what we've done is we've gone ahead and we want to play a 4th game, so we're going to go out early and play Arizona State on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got like Gonzaga on Friday, part of the tournament, then Arizona State again on Saturday night. And then I think University of Pacific on Sunday, and then get back. So those are some good teams, West Coast teams. They know how to play baseball. And, you know, after starting with a couple weeks at home, that'll be a good trip for us, and hopefully we'll grow up a lot.
And what do you think your team learned, Dave, last year about the struggles in the SEC to be able to weather that storm, go 0-2 in the conference tournament, but then to bounce back in the NCAA tournament where it matters the most to reach Omaha? What can those older guys that have been through that, what can they tell those freshmen about that experience?
Well, you know, obviously there's no substitute for experience, and, you know, those guys have it. You know, the last 4 or 5 years, we've had some pretty good teams and have gotten pretty far, you know, whether it's Omaha in 09 and Super Regional, lost 2 extra inning ball games at, you know, Arizona State in 2010, and decent team in 11, and then the 12 team we thought was a pretty good team that strung a little bit, and just lost a lot of close games earlier that kind of flipped our season, and we turned that around at the end of the year, you know, and that's what did it. You know, we never quit battling. We worked hard. The guys came back from that tournament in Birmingham that we lost 2 games, and but we knew our main goal for the whole year is trying to win a national championship, and the only way you can do that is to get to the World Series, and they turned it on, and they just were just tough mentally, and they just found a way to win, and just real proud of them. And I think that experience that they pass on to the new guys is, you know, just how important it is to keep working and keep battling, and that this league, you are going to have some bad weeks. And, you know, hopefully we'll be strong enough to get through it again this year and get back to Omaha.
Coach, can you talk about in-state recruiting and how important it is for the high schools in the state, how they develop their players?
Well, you know, obviously, if you're going to have a good program, you've got to get the best players in your state. And I feel like we've done a pretty good job of that. You know, we're going to miss one every now and then, and you know, there's different levels of Division I baseball, and we play at the very highest level in the best league in the country, and that's a fact. And I think the coaches in the state of Arkansas have done a tremendous job, and I think the popularity of baseball has really grown over the last, you know, 5, 6 years. I think we've been good. We've been on TV. I think other schools in the state have been good. But I think just the popularity of the game nationally with, you know, the Thursday night ESPN SEC baseball games, and they're going to expand on that here in the next couple of years, and there's going to be a lot more exposure, and I think it's fun for kids to see the Razorbacks playing on TV and doing well, and it motivates them, and I think the coaches have done a great job. The summer league coaches have done a great job, and it's helped us, and it's given us guys, you know, like Barrett Aston and those type of kids, Brandon Moore, and if I could go on, Tyler Spoon's a guy that's going to be a factor this year. And these are all Arkansas kids, and it's fun to watch.
Dave, talk about the addition of Texas A&M and Missouri. Does that add to the strength of the league that was already the best in the country?
There's no doubt about it. I mean, first off, Missouri, right up the road, we recruit against them. We try to get kids out of Kansas City, St. Louis, and everywhere. And, you know, obviously, for the most part, those kids are all in-state, and then go there a little bit cheaper. And now that they're in the SEC, we use that a lot. You know, you want to play in the SEC or what league? And it helped us get some kids. And They're an NCAA program. They're in regionals a lot. They've had incredible talent. They have big leaguers that have gone through their program. And then you go to A&M, and I'm so familiar with their whole staff. You know, Coach Childress, their head coach, was my assistant coach for, I think, 11 years, and coached me in Nebraska. And, you know, before that, I could go on. And they're the ones that have really gotten into our recruiting area because we were into theirs. And then we would get kids out of there because they wanted to play in the SEC. Now they can go to A&M and play in the SEC. So they definitely strengthened our league, and they've made it a little tougher on us recruiting. But, you know, that's just part of it. We just have to step it up and find a way to go get players. But those two teams are baseball, very good baseball programs that made our league a notch better.
And if I know you welcome that challenge, don't you?
I do. You know, I mean – you know, I'm kind of to the point now that I've seen it all. You know, I've recruited everywhere. I've seen all, played a lot of one-run games, been in Omaha, super regionals. I just want to play good people. I like coaching in this league. It's a great league, and you can't get too excited when you're ranked number one, and you can't get too down when you're struggling. You just got to keep working and persevere. And I think that's some good life lessons for our players. And I think last season was huge for us as far as, you know, getting us prepared for this season. And we told them that at the end of the season last year, that we'll be ready and we'll be back. And I think this poll is something that I don't run from it. I kind of cherish it, and I think that the players will. And, you know, I know that they're going to be excited and they're going to be working hard.
I just kind of think it's ironic that the poll comes out today when in Omaha they're throwing snowballs and building snowmen. And the fact that the weather around here has been so wild, because last weekend you could wear shorts in Arkansas. This weekend you have to bundle up.
Yeah, it's just the way it is. You know, who knows? I've been worried about the weather. It's been almost too warm. I'm worried about shoveling snow off the field trying to play games in February. And that happens every now and then. But, you know, the main thing is we'll be ready to go when the season starts. And we're excited about a lot that's going on in our program. You know, we've got a brand new indoor facility that they're drawing up right now that they're going to break ground sometime in the spring, and it's supposed to be done in around March of 14. So that's a major plus for us.
Dave Van Horn, congratulations again on the preseason ranking, and hopefully when we talk to you after the season, it's when you're number one and you've won a College World Series in Omaha.
Well, that'd be perfect, and I appreciate you guys, and we'll see you after the holidays.
Thanks.
All right, have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thanks.